זה בבריתי שלום, בעזרת השם. אז שיהיה לי נועד סדר. Anyone who was here, Rav Auschwitz is here on Wednesday, yesterday, could taste Gan Eden. Taste Gan Eden, literally. Very high level, he spoke about this. At least we know the path. Very hard work.
What was he talking about with Tel Aviv?
No, he said, if, he said about the people, they're doing Afghanot, demonstrations and stuff. It's not the Arabs, it's not this, not this. Don't blame them. If we want to blame something, to blame the gay parade in Tel Aviv, that they're the gay city in Israel, they're very hot. Number one in the world, and gay. That's what you can blame. That's why these decrees come upon us. Okay? Not to blame the Arabs, or to blame. They're fine, Hashem send them. They're shlichim. Horrible shlichim, very horrible people. Hashem. But it's just we are suffering. Look at these missiles flying there in the south. They send, I don't know how many of a day, past few days. Two hit the city. Two out of, I don't know, 20, 30. They all aimed at cities. I promise you, they're not aiming anything to an open field. Two hit yesterday in the city. That's the truth of us. See, Hashem's protecting us very much, always.
It's just my wife's worried about the fires.
The what?
The fires.
Fires.
She saw smoke in the air. It's not good for her asthma.
Well, they a lot of burning, burning down going on in the past few days. And the Arabs are burning. They always burn. Every summer they burn down our thing. But this again, it's for the Arabs.
So they burn the chaos at the tram station.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, destroyed the station.
Ah, that's why they were, the train wasn't going?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, for months now, they're not going to service north of the...
They destroyed the
station.
That's to tell my house is okay.
Yeah, I live down there. They're going to service. Yeah, months for that.
Really?
Yeah.
What, they were doing riots over there?
Yeah, last night.
I have a picture of the whole chaos being burnt down. I mean, all that money in the vending machine being destroyed.
You know why that is? Because they put pictures of naked ladies on their advertisements. Yeah, yeah, they do. So in this area, people spray them. But all over the whole 20 stations they have.
But someone,
all that has to do with new, if you should know.
Someone burnt down one of the advertising. Yeah, yeah.
Maybe,
yeah.
Don't worry, not Arabs. But they don't burn down the whole station. They burn down the problem. I'm not saying to go and do things like that. But the spray, I have, and many times I go by and if there's a picture there, I really have a good feeling like when I was younger, I used to do it. Spray death to AI all over the world in Yerushalayim.
So why did the Rav say Tel Aviv is the heart of the gay community in the world? I thought it was like San Francisco or LA.
No, Tel Aviv is higher now.
Higher?
Yeah, that's what he was saying.
More 4,000 or 10,000. Whatever that number is.
Yeah, but Hashem, they reached somewhere in the world. The state of Israel reached a higher place.
I gotta tell my wife.
You know where the word state is mentioned in davening? Nowhere in Misa Chasva. Medina Shel Gehenom. That's what it is. Medina Shel Gehenom, the state of hell.
Yep, that's
nothing to do with them again. Us, each one, personally. That's why we believe shalom. At least we should try to be holy.
Okay, you're on.
To merit the drug of life. The gam mitzvot shadam osev zichot abe tefilot. Yesterday we said. And of course, before the things that you have two things in there, like bad and good. For example, eating. You can eat what you need just for you, for your satiating yourself. And you can fall into it, like what's the time we do? and you could sleep the amount of hours that you need for the body, or you could cleave yourself to the pillow. Right? Kitzel, all things which have both ways. Okay? But even that, even and we said that without doing mitzvahs every day, without dabbing for it every day, the person for sure will fail. And not only that, we have to daven for. Also, before we do mitzvahs, we have to daven for. A lot of the mashal, the limud Torah. For example, before learning Torah, if a person is not daven a lot, he could learn from the drug of death as within the Torah. Like Mora says, I gave you Torah.
Poison.
If you had zchut, it's a drug of life. If you don't have a schut, drug of death. It's poison. Nimut Torah v'li arbe tefila, learning Torah without a lot of prayer, about the learning, mapil et ha'adam le'gaiva, throws a person down to have gaiva, the gorem lo lachlok al tzadikim, and causes him to argue on the tzadikim, kmo korach, like korach, they argued on Moshe Rabbeinu, sh'arbe otor tov ilu lo haya lomed Torah. It would be a lot better for him if he wouldn't have learned Torah. He wouldn't have argued and quarreled against Moshe. Shaz lo yam ha'ez lachlok al Moshe Rabbeinu. If he wouldn't have learned Torah, he wouldn't have the guts to go against Moshe Rabbeinu. Gam doeg v'achitofel. Doeg and achitofel. They, sometime with David HaMelech, Doeg snitched against David HaMelech. He told Shaul where he is. And Achitofel gave David HaMelech bad advice that when the waters are going down. That story over there. They both don't have Chelek HaOlam Haba. Why? Magaran answered, why don't they have a portion for the next world? The Torah that they learn with Gaiva, that caused them to argue against David HaMelech. The klal of the rule is, שהאדם נמצא בכל רגע ורגע בסכנה גדולה. A man, he is in every moment in a great danger. וכשיודע זאת, and when one knows this, אז הוא מתחיל להתפלל, לבקש מהשם שיעזור לו. Then he begins to pray and ask Hashem to help him. הדבר הזה נכון לכל מצווה ומצווה. This thing is correct regarding every single mitzvah שהאדם עושה. I present us. He needs a lot of preparations of prayers in order to merit the light of the mitzvah and all the wonderful sgulot that are in the mitzvah. Not just during the mitzvah. Besides, Rabbeinu said, gave someone his talis. Rabbeinu said, gave someone his talis. He said, be careful with this talis, because the amount of hairs that this talis is made out of, that's the amount of tears I poured in front of Hashem to know what talismans. Every mitzvah, I know it's so much deeper than just the surface level thing. I'm telling you, the talis, the big Shabbos, is so much deeper. Of course, each one has own level. As David, before every Shabbos, get the Likutei Tefillot in English. I am Tefillot in English, I'm Hebrew. And there's prayers about Shabbos, to say before Shabbos. Every Friday, you say there's prayers, prepares you for Shabbos. And speak to Hashem with your own language. Tell Hashem, please Hashem, let us accept Shabbos. Receive the Shabbos with no anger and no machlokas of the house, and everyone will be calm and we'll be happy all Shabbos, and we'll learn Torah on Shabbos. The Benish Chai says, 1 hour of learning Torah on Shabbos is like 1,000 hours. Who's a fool not to sit and learn at least 1 hour of Shabbos? How many Shabbos already a person has in his life? Not so many. Right? Couple of hundred.
You should the one with Gaiva though.
Few more.
What? The one with Gaiva, he doesn't know where he's at Gaiva, really.
Oh, betach he's aware. And he starts arguing on the tzaddikim, he knows. Couple of thousand now. He starts arguing on the tzaddikim, and he knows. A person doesn't know he's receiving the Torah, and he nullifies himself to the Torah, he nullifies himself to the tzaddikim. He doesn't use the Torah to argue. People learning Torah, and they come and they scream about Rabbeinu, or any Rebbe in the world, that's guy, 100% guy. Someone who's learning Torah, and then he goes and he speaks about any tzaddik in the world, regardless if it's his way, not his way, it's guy, speaking out of his mouth. plenty of people like that.
What about a false tzaddik, such as, you know, was it Mendelssohn?
He wasn't a false tzaddik. He was a Russian.
That's what I'm saying.
That's not a tzaddik.
What if you give the drosh and shakas and the bar tourists at the table? Does that count as the hour?
Yeah, of course, but you should also sit and learn. Take a book of Halacha of Shabbos. In English, there's plenty of books. I'm sure you have books at home. And give time to yourself. Say with your wife or alone, that you're learning Halachas of Shabbos and Shabbos. Take Gemara of Shabbos with the English translation and learn every Shabbos one daf with the English. Read it through. It won't take long and you'll finish Halachas after Shabbos. Every Shabbos is a daf. So it will take you 2 years. So what? 3 years. Take it upon yourself. 1 hour. Shabbos is in the winter, you have a long night. In the summer, you have a long day. You have time to do it. 1 hour. The consistency. It's very important. Take a book. Abedin was into that. Take a book, begin it, and finish it. Learn it from the beginning, then go through it. Rabbeinu was very into that. That is him. I guess with us. Levi Yitzchak Bendel, that's how. The Rebbe of Avraham and Abella and all the big person. He was the biggest talent of Rabbeinu in the past generation. He died 27 years ago. He used to take a pile of books every day, have it on one side of his room. And every day he had a portion in each book, he went through it, put it on that side, until the whole pile didn't move to that side, he didn't move from his seat. It took a few hours, he had his Gemara, he has Mishnayos, he didn't learn deep, he learned Pshat.
Deep.
No, he learned. A little bit, maybe, not, mainly he learned Pshat. He had his Chumash, he had his Navi, he had his Zohar, his Mishnayos, his Gemara, so he finished his Zohar, I don't know how many times. Why? How could that be? Because you went through it. You went through it. You put a mark. And you go through it every day, a little piece. With time, you'll finish things. You'll acknowledge things, and you'll see also. When you learn things like that, you see how things are connected. You're learning something here, and it's connected to something there. It's connected to something in that Torah. It's all connected. You'll see. It has nothing to do with each other. You're learning this Gemara, and this Mishnah, and this Rabbeinu, and this that. It's all connected. The main thing is, yeah, that person will have should know that in every moment we're in a war, and therefore in every moment he has to prepare himself for the war.
I'm sorry, what was that again?
Every moment in life is a war. He has to prepare himself all the time. Be on a hold. That's the next thing you have to do now. Now, the next thing you have to do is